5 seconds.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here from the 172nd Marion County Fair. And boy, if I could only tell you where the broadcast location was this morning, you'd really know we were at the fair here. As you know, we are supposed to be in the merchant building, but we had a little miscommunication. I'm not so sure whose wires got crossed, but we cannot be in the merchant building. It's not open at 8 o'clock in the morning. So we are sitting on a picnic table outside of the merchant building. Real Renegade Radio here on WWPH Radio on this Monday morning, Independence Day 2021. We've got some great guests this morning. Angie Evers is here with us. Of course, her daughter Natalie showing lambs at the fair this year. And Mike McGinnis, we haven't had on for a while. I know you all watched his show last Thanksgiving Eve, My 600-Pound Life. Haven't talked to Mike since February, so it's good to have him on. Mike, tell us about the fair. Memories of the Marion County Fair.
Well, it's been about 10 years since I've been here. I grew up down the road, so I just never came to the fair. But I usually only came for the fireworks. Which would be tonight. So just never had any animals. I always came and saw some. It's always fun to see the animals here.
Should let people know that the fireworks tonight, there's a band. Not sure what the band is, but they'll be playing at 7:30. Fireworks start at 10 p.m. So that's the schedule tonight. Now, this afternoon, there will be harness racing starting at 11 a.m. over at the grandstand. And actually, this morning, one of the few things up and running here, because the fair itself, the rides don't open until noon, and a lot of the vendors, matter of fact, I don't see any vendors open yet, but one thing that is running, I've already seen jockeys and horses going around the track this morning. So, Mike, you going to get out there and jockey this afternoon?
Not a chance. Not a chance, Scott.
Why not? You've done the television. You could be the star out there.
Have you seen a jockey? It is opposite of...
Well, I understand there is a size requirement for jockeys. I mean, I could be a jockey. I don't think any average person could be a jockey.
No. I think it's under 5 foot. Under 150 pounds.
What do you have to be? A small person. There are words you can't use anymore. Angie could be a jockey.
You could be a jockey.
Now, Angie, give us the update on the lambs. The big weigh-in went on yesterday. So tell us how that's all working.
Well, I mean, the lambs are alive and well.
They made it over here from your mom's house.
They did. So we got the weigh-in done yesterday and got everything set up. That's it.
So what are the activities today as far as the lamb goes?
None.
Oh, so you're just here today?
I think so.
Now, are there a lot of activities that go on during the week involving the lambs?
No, Tuesday and Wednesday, there's shows.
So tomorrow and Wednesday, but Thursday and Friday, nothing, and Saturday's the sale.
I believe.
Now you
don't know. It's all new to me, so I don't know how it's all going to go.
Now, you've actually been camping out here the last couple nights at the fair.
I've stayed here the last two nights. Yes.
How's that?
Interesting.
Uh-oh.
People light off fireworks. So, but it's been fine.
How about that event at Riverbend over the weekend? Holy mackerel.
Yeah, that's sad.
That is a sad event, but boy, everybody was talking about it yesterday, to be sure.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know any of the people involved. But
neither do I, but it was just horrible. Sad that that would happen on the 4th of July weekend. You know, Angie and I were talking on Friday night. It is the 4th of July. It is fireworks. It is a lot of fun. But do you think people really stop and think about what the 4th of July really means? I mean, this is a big day in America. This is our birthday.
honestly, a lot of people just think about the day off, just a day to go party and have fun and just be stupid and do fireworks. But I really don't think a lot of people go back to the history of the day and realize what it is.
You know, my favorite part of the day has always been Franklin. Because Ben Franklin never became a president. He didn't fight the Revolutionary War. But he did go overseas as an ambassador, America, in the early days. And especially with France, got us recognized as a country. Shook a lot in those days. People in Europe were not happy because we won the war to recognize us as a country. And Ben Franklin was able to get a lot of that done, even at an advanced age.
I'm glad you paid attention in history.
Well, I've been telling that story on the air for 20 years on the 5th of July. I always do Ben Franklin story because I think it's interesting. People think just because we won the Revolutionary War, all of a sudden we're a worldwide power. And we weren't even a power. People overseas didn't even recognize us as a country. They still recognized us as a colony. So it took people like Ben Franklin going overseas and lobbying with the groups to do that.
So why didn't he run for president?
His age. Ben Franklin was a lot older than the other people who were signers of the Declaration of Independence, like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Madison, Adams. He was about 20 years older than all of them on the whole. So he did live a long time, but he just was a lot older, so he never ran. Now, when it comes to the fair, we have a lot of 4-H stuff going on. What's your favorite fair food?
Oh, man. I'm always a gyro guy. I love gyros. And probably...
Now, isn't that... Now, George Kosotis, the Greek, would tell me it's gyro.
It is gyro, yes, but I'm American. And we...
So we just American that up, don't we?
We Americanized it. So I would say the gyro is my go-to food. Of course, I don't eat the pita. The lamb meat. But otherwise, gotta do the elephant ear.
A lot of people like the elephant ear. You know, it's not very popular as a funnel cake.
The funnel cake is everybody's go-to.
I like the funnel cake.
Now, see, mine is the sugar water. I think that's what they call it. Different stands call them different things. They're the waffles that have holes in them, but they're hard. Okay. The powdered sugar on top of them. I think they're called sugar waffles. I don't like those soft things like elephant ears and...
I don't know if I've ever ate an elephant ear.
It's like a waffle.
It just
has no holes.
It has cinnamon brown sugar on it, or cinnamon sugar. It's deep fried, so it's good.
We have picked the wrong location. I got the sun right in my eyes this entire time. My face will get red off of a suntan on my face before this morning's over.
Suntan.
Yeah, I've been in the house for about 4 months, so I'm out.
I do have to get one of those freshly squeezed lemonades.
Oh, lemonades are good.
I drink
a lot of lemonade on the whole. This morning I was going to bring a jug because it's good to stay hydrated at the fair. But I could not find a jug last night. I looked and looked and thought, I have to have a jug around here somewhere. I don't. So that's my goal this afternoon, is to go buy a jug somewhere so I can bring lemonade the rest of the week here. But I did make it to McDonald's this morning, and I see Mike did as well. And you got a sweet tea there, right?
Yeah, it's actually my son. Mine's in the car. So.
Well, what is it with the sweet tea? I hear a lot of people order it. I've never had sweet tea. I like warm tea. I guess I'd be a good British person, but I've never been much for cold tea.
Like heaven in a cup.
Really, is it?
Yes.
Heaven in a cup.
Well, McDonald's sweet tea has something in it that a lot of sweet teas don't have, and that is tons of sugar.
Yeah.
So,
I'll really load you up this morning.
Yeah. So, yeah, McDonald's sweet tea is really good. I love tea. I love hot tea. I love cold tea. So any chance I can have tea, I'll take it.
Now, I do want to let people know that we will be here all week. I'll be broadcasting here. Now, I believe the Wednesday night show with Pastor Craig and Nate Redman and Terry Tackett, Live at 5 show with no name, we'll also be broadcasting here this week. I talked to Glenn Coble last night. I'm not sure if he's going to be here this week or not. He was a little anxious because of no phones. I guess can't talk to Dr. Feynman on the air if he's over here. So we'll see if Glenn Coble shows up on Wednesday and Thursday. But there'll be other surprises as the week goes on, because we do not have phones here. I should mention that to the audience, because we take a lot of calls, you know, every morning. There are no phones over here at the fair, so you can't call us on any number. But you can listen live from the fair, and hopefully we're coming through loud and clear this morning. So, Mike, give us an update on my 600-pound life. We haven't talked to you since February. What's new there?
Still losing weight. I do not have an official weight right now because I've weighed myself about a month and a half. My last weigh-in was 5'3".
Now tell people where you started.
I was at 75 was my starting weight.
So over 200 pounds.
About 245 pounds, 48 pounds. Been feeling a lot better. I've been doing a lot of walking, you know, 20 miles in a week. Been able to eat a lot more, not like a lot more quantity-wise, but expand my horizons on different meats and different foods that I haven't been able to eat in a while. Getting my protein again, still getting air bubbles trapped. That's just, I can't burp. And then having air bubbles trapped is not fun at all. But yeah, everything's been going great. Actually got to partner with Next Level Men's Big and Tall Clothing, and had a got a contract with them this summer. Some clothes and model form.
Oh, very nice.
I talked with the producer of the show, and we're looking into starting to film here in the next months for the next episode. So that'll be interesting.
Now, if people would like these clothes, how can they get them?
DXL.com or down at Port or Kenny Road. There's the Destination XL store right there in front of the Popco. The store, I love it. They go from up to 9X. So, good clothing. They have name brand. Actually, my whole outfit's from that. So.
You know, I always wondered, what is it? Is there an inch-wise thing with that?
It's just extra.
I guess so. See? I was looking for a scientific answer there. Like, what is, you know...
You know me, though. I'm not scientific.
No, but with women's clothes, you know, they it's kind of inched out. But with men's clothes,
they
just say X.
How is it inched out?
Huh?
How is it inched out?
Well, you know, they say, like, I'm a...
1X, 2X?
Oh, they say, like, I'm a 5, I'm a 6... I'm a size 5, I'm a size 6.
Yeah, but that's just your pant size.
Yeah, but... So, shirts you don't buy that way?
No.
Like, what if you were going to buy a blouse?
It'd be a
small, medium, large, extra large?
Well, do you know what an X is?
Extra.
Yeah, but I mean, let's say you don't know what your size is. How do you know what to buy?
You try them on.
Oh, see, now that's where you get in trouble, though.
You get measured, and then they have the measurement to go towards the sizes.
I couldn't tell you the last time I saw anybody with a tape measure at any store.
Well, Destination XL actually has a tailor on hand.
So they have a tailor?
They do custom suits. They do custom shirts. If you need anything tailored, they have their shop and software.
Now, is that an extra...
You need a new suit.
Now, is that extra cost to have the tailor do it?
No.
So he does all the adjustments for free?
Yes. Oh. If you buy the suit from them.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, my brother actually had one done last year.
Now, what are the prices on items there? Like a t-shirt, a suit?
Depending on what you get, they do have sale items. Harbor Bay is their store brand. And they have... Their shirts are $39.99 for a polo shirt. But they have two for $19.99.
Well, that's
like,
not bad.
Yeah, you can get, it's like buy one, get one free. T-shirts are like $40, but they also have Ralph Lauren, Go Bunny, True Nation, a bunch of other name brand shirts up to $400.
Now, T-shirts are more than a sweatshirt, or a polo shirt?
Depending on the brand.
So if you go generic, you're okay.
Yeah.
20.
Like, this shirt was 40.
40.
It's a normal t-shirt.
Because it's USA?
It's just all their graphic t-shirts are 40.
Now, I do want to let people know that today there is really nothing special as far as entrance into the fair. But tomorrow, Tuesday, Senior Citizens Day, Canned Food Day, and Ladies Day. Now, this only runs from 8 a.m. until noon. It's not all day. Wednesday is Kids Day, 8 a.m. until noon. Now, that's the only day that rides open at 10 a.m. All other days rides open at noon. And Friday's Veterans Day from 8 a.m. until noon. And if you're a veteran, you get it free, 8 a.m. until noon on Friday. Now, that there is no readmittance on those free entries. So if you get in for free on any of those days, you have to either stay here or you're going to pay if you come later on in the day. Now, I also should let people know that, because a lot of people say, what is Canned Food Day? Now, Canned Food Day is the day where you just take a can of food and get in from 8 to noon. Now, have you ever taken advantage of that, Mike, Canned Food Day?
Yeah, I actually did that a couple years ago with the kids.
Well, that's a nice thing for families.
Yeah.
Bring a can of food and get in the fair for free. That 8 a.m. till noon.
Yep.
Now, what's your favorite drink? Is it lemonade? You talk about
that? Lemonade would be my favorite fair drink, yes.
Have you told us your favorite fair drink?
I'd go with the lemonade also.
The lemonade's good. Are we close to a lemonade stand here?
Right there.
Oh, right ahead. What do we got
now,
here?
My daughter loves the Hawaiian-shaped ice.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
What do we have here? We've got the Dippin' Dots close to us.
The fried food over there. The things over here.
Fry Master.
Oh, and we get the lemonade. French fries with vinegar and salt.
I would say we're about 20 feet from the midway, where all the food is, and probably about 40 feet from the grandstand, because I can see that jockey continuously going around the track every so often in the little area we have here. I can see him passing on by.
I always get Wagner's pork.
Oh, yeah. Wagner's
pork. Yeah.
I go to.
Have you seen where Wagner is here?
They're usually right down here to the right of us.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. They usually keep people in the same spot, so.
Now, remember, we'll be on to Jeff this morning, then Adam will come on with mid-morning coffee break from 10 to 11. And I don't believe there is going to be a Voice of the People today because of the 4th of July. I think Linda Sims is taking it off, but there probably will be a repeat of a Best of Linda Sims program at 4 o'clock today. So stay tuned for that here on this station. But nice morning, probably just over 70 degrees out here. And we are out in the open, so that's good. You know, when I was here yesterday setting up, it was brutally hot.
I can feel that sun now. That sun's heating up pretty quickly.
Well, yeah, the sun's definitely warming up the situation here.
Yeah. I think it feels good, though.
Well, you got the nice tank top on.
Well, yeah. I dress for the weather.
33 minutes past the hour on this 4th of July morning, Monday morning, broadcasting live from the 172nd Marion County Fair. Now, a lot of animals here. What kind of animals are down there?
Deer, goats, pigs, lambs, chickens, turkeys, geese. I don't know if there's geese. I'm just guessing.
Well,
I don't know.
The geese here, whether we want them or not.
Well, geese are around Marion much more. And I think we just have water, I guess.
Rabbits. I haven't been in any of the barns except the lamb barn yet. So, because, I mean, yesterday was a little bit of a stressful day, so.
So today, kind of a nothing day. What do you do? Do you just
hang out with your animals?
Well, that's really what the fair becomes for a lot of 4-H. Notice when I drove in this morning at 7:30 that the only thing up and running here was the kids.
Barn.
Already out feeding the animals.
I think there was a breakfast food court open right by the main walkway, too.
Oh, really?
Everybody was buying food.
I must have missed that.
Well, I stepped out of the trailer this morning and I could smell bacon. And I was like, oh, somebody's making breakfast.
And you didn't follow the smell down?
No, I should have been.
I think it's an open breakfast, I would imagine.
Well, not at an individual camper.
Oh, was it a camper? Oh, like Mike was saying, there was an open.
There's an open breakfast place down here, right by the cattle cleaning area.
You know, I should have worn sunglasses today. This sun in your face is no fun. But remember, right now we're broadcasting from a picnic table outside of the exhibition area. Now, if you come after 10 o'clock, we do have a spot inside the exhibition area. So there is a WWGH booth inside the exhibition area, but because of that building not opening at 8 o'clock this morning, we are outside, just outside the exhibition area. We're right in between the Arts and Crafts building and the exhibition area. Youth exhibition, I guess, is what's written on the air, or written on the building.
I mean, I think maybe next year you should get a tent thing and set up on the midway.
Just be on the midway. That way there's no problem either way. Because as long as we have electricity, we can get on the air, which is what this morning.
Right.
It's an interesting morning. It's a little different than doing the show from a studio or your house, where, you know, you can go fill your drink, you got a restroom right around the corner. Being out here is a little different. It's fun, because there's more to talk about, more ambiance, but a little different as far as the setup goes. We do have a porta-pot, close as any restroom would be. Well, I am happy about that. But other than that, I really don't know. I got to go buy a bucket today.
Bucket?
What do they call those things? The thing where you push it, you know, you push the little squeeze down and it releases drink.
Camelback?
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Is that another Americanization of
It's a military backpack,
like a backpack
that you fill with water.
That's what you think, a backpack. Although he'd probably put Diet Coke in it.
Well, I don't know. Because I'm not sure. I see I have a water here and I have Diet Coke. Because I think water will hydrate you.
Well, yeah.
But Diet Coke is not a dehydrator. There is liquid in it. Now, a lot of people get confused on that. I went back and forth with that and asked doctors. Now, does soda really dehydrate you? And they say no. They say because there is a liquid content to it, that it won't dehydrate. It doesn't hydrate you as fast as water will, but it doesn't dehydrate you.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
The interesting things to talk about here at the fair. Now, I do want to let people know there is an ice cream social coming up. I believe that's next week. Is it? Yeah, July the 15th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Marion Salem Church. Corner of Marion Edison Road and Salem Road, 1640 Salem Road, Route 95 in Clarendon, inside and outside seating available. I think I went to this event last year, this ice cream social, pie and ice cream.
Yeah, we did go.
Well, maybe I'll make it over again. I remember the pie being good. I'm sure I had ice cream that night, too.
So you know how the day, my day started yesterday?
How's that?
I mean, I did a lot of running around, and then Natalie has her temps, so she was driving, and we were in the fairgrounds. She was backing up, and then the car stopped, wouldn't move. And something rotted out on my tire, and I got stuck. So now I had to have my car towed from the fairgrounds to the shop.
I was here for the towing last night.
Yeah, so that's going to be a fun expense.
Nothing worse than car. All right,
I know that feeling. My car's been in the shop for 4 months.
Well, 4 months, what's wrong with it?
The engine control module went out with the chip shortage. They have no clue when it's going to be fixed.
Oh.
So I've had a learner car for 4 months now.
But this is a car you're buying, or is it under warranty?
The car is 10 years old, so it's not under warranty, and I just purchased it.
Oh, boy. What trouble?
Yeah, about $1,000 fix.
Was that all?
Yeah.
Yeah, my car is probably, it's a 2010, so it's 12 years old. But I luckily paid for it. It's paid for. So, but now, you know, when you pay for a car, then you end up with all these extra expenses because things start going bad, you know, because the car's older. So I was trying to not get another car till December when they will get her license, because I was going to give her this car and get me a new car, but I don't know. I guess we have to see how much more money I end up having to put in this car.
Kind of up in the air at this point, huh?
Yeah. I'm hoping her dad just gives her his car.
There you go.
That would be nice.
39 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio, Mike McGinnis, Andy Evers, broadcasting from the 172nd Marion County Fair. I hope we're coming through loud and clear. From what I understand from reports, we are coming through loud and clear. Hope you're hearing everybody. And we'll be on through 10 o'clock this morning. Then Adam will take over. And who knows what Adam will have to say. We'll see. We'll see this morning what the topic is on the Adam Show. Also, do want to remind everybody, I don't think there is live Voice of the People today at 4. I think Linda's taking the day off for the 4th, but she will return tomorrow so Sarah can pick up her prize. Now, Sarah, our friendly bus driver, who calls in quite a bit, who won the large pizza from Pizza Hut last week, I think is going to show up and get her pizza tomorrow. I've told Linda, Sarah, if you're out there listening, I've told Linda that you will be there to get it before 5:10, and it is in an envelope on the soundboard at the station. And we also do have our game here, so if somebody stops by when we happen to be here, we have the game where you pick a W, W, G, or H. Now, one has a zonk in it, no prize, and the other three have prizes in them. So you got to answer a trivia question. If you get it right on the first try, then you can pick a letter, and you get what's in that letter.
So are you going to have, like, a giveaway here at the booth?
Well, that's the giveaway.
Oh, the...
Top one.
Well, do you think you get the questions right? They have to be patriotic today.
There's a possibility I could get right.
All right, let's see here. See, these are going to have to be off the top of my head trivia questions because I have nothing written down.
Good thing you're smart.
Well, we'll see how this goes here. Let's see. Well, we talked a lot about the early presidents, but I don't know that... I'm trying to think of something that would relate to one of them. Okay, of the first three presidents, who was the only president to serve one term?
Isn't it John Quincy?
No. Oh, see, now you blew it. We were hoping. We were all pulling for you. Can you name the first three presidents?
George Washington.
George Washington.
John Adams.
John Adams.
And then...
I was lost after George.
Oh, you didn't know about John Adams?
It wasn't Jefferson after that, was it?
Jefferson.
It was Jefferson.
The only place you went wrong was John Quincy Adams was not
later.
Yes, he was later. That was John Adams' son. So, yes, it would have been John Adams, though, was the one term first president. George Washington served two terms and kind of set the ground for how many terms the president served.
Technically, I did have John Adams.
But see, you used the word Quincy. You didn't even say Adams. If you said Adams, we'd have been clear. But you know, just to show how people play this game, even though you've been disqualified at this point, we're going to do it. Now, pick a W, a W, a G, or an H.
Let's go G.
A G. Now, see, what would you have won had this have been a correct answer? Oh, look who's here, Pastor Craig. You would have won the secret prize.
Oh.
Which at this point might have been a smoothie. Well, sit down, Pastor. How are you doing?
No, I'm doing great. You literally are at a picnic table.
Yeah, isn't this, this is very high-tech stuff, isn't it?
Man. I was looking for all the signs that said, you know, WWGH, on the air live, studio over here.
Just follow the picnic table. Now, we're supposed to be in that building, but the locks have stopped us this morning. But we will not be deterred to broadcast from the fair, but we sit up right out here on the picnic table.
Why not?
Now, I'm going to need, like, sunscreen from my face, but that's okay. You're wearing your WWGH shirt. I see it.
Official shirt.
You know, I have one of those. I should have worn it today. I'll have to wear it sometime this week.
Sometime this week.
Now, your show will emanate on Wednesday from here. Now, here's what I'm confused about, though. Because last week I heard the end of you guys. You said from 4 to 6. So, now tell me how that all... I missed that.
How that all happened was Terry is going to be in the studio to make sure that everything goes okay. Nathan and I are going to be here at the fair. And probably Amber will join us. And Terry said, you know, it's not having his 4 o'clock show on Wednesday anymore. It's an open time. You guys want to go for 2 hours.
Is he coming over here to engineer this thing? Because I might have plans at 4 o'clock. I don't really know on Wednesday. I heard, I said, well, hey, that's news to me.
It was news to me.
Well, so Terry is going to be at the studio.
He's going to be at the studio, be the engineer.
Well, basically, that AKA means he's going to be at the studio.
I'm eating.
Yeah, if it goes off the air, you ain't coming. I don't even think Terry knows how to get the the remote program back on the
air. Probably not.
Yeah, but you know, Terry, we will know what he eats if you watch the studio at 6 o'clock when he comes out. Now, I talked about this last week, and people think I'm being rude when I say this. Now, tell the truth about Terry and eating habits.
Well, I will say this. Last Wednesday, that you heard the end of the show, I don't know what he had eaten earlier that day, but there were four distinct spots on his shirt and three different cups. So, you know, it looked like a regular smoker.
See, people think I'm joking when I say that. No, this is the reality.
This is the reality.
Yeah. Now, did you hear us this morning as you were driving in?
I did.
So how can you hear everybody good?
Yeah, you were loud and clear and everything, yeah.
Oh, good. Well, hey, I'm broadcasting right out here in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
That's all you need. So, but you guys, I think, will actually get to broadcast from inside the building. Because I believe the building now, after learning this morning, opens at 10.
Oh, okay.
So 10 to 9 p.m. is when the building will be open. We do have a table in there. There is a banner in there. There's electricity in there. Most people will not have to broadcast from the table.
Now, they're only opening at 10 all week long, right?
No, I don't know. There's going to be a conversation at some point today. What happened this morning, and what the rest of the week's going to look like.
Because you really don't want to do it from a picnic table every day.
No, and I'm also afraid that one morning there's going to be rain, which will really stop broadcasting from a picnic table.
Oh, it's supposed to rain like every day this week.
Well, that's another thing I learned. You know, the fair is really going to... Is it at night, or is it overnight, or is it in the day?
I think it goes in that every night.
See, that's going to be rough, because that's going to impact the... grandstand entertainment.
Right.
I don't think there's supposed to be any morning shower, but probably for the fair, it'd be better for them.
For them, but it's going to, you know, it's going to affect all those events that they're having.
Which, that's a terrible, terrible thing. I don't think I've ever seen a report for the fair otherwise where the weather was so horrible. You usually get one day of rain during the fair, but wait, this week looks like 4 or 5 days.
Thursday, Friday, it says thunderstorms.
People are going to think they're at the Memorial Tournament. So it's that bad.
Why is there always a thin veil of mist at the Memorial?
I don't know. I don't know what that is, but it's always there.
In May.
Yeah.
It's not even in April, the month of April showers. Is it moved?
It moved like 1 week, but it still didn't seem to make that much of a difference.
Now, this is also a new time for the fair. It didn't used to start on the first.
It used to end on the first.
So I don't know how that all got changed up.
Well, I think it's because the fourth on a Monday. It's only the logical thing to do.
Well, usually the big night for the fair is the 4th of July. I think more people come to watch the fireworks. Probably, tractor pull's probably second. But I think more people come to watch the fireworks than anything else.
Now, do they get a lot of people for the harness racing?
You know, I haven't been here for 3 years, but the last time I was here, not a whole lot.
I didn't know they did harness racing here until Scott told me.
It used to be a big thing, and then they knocked it off about 10 years. And they brought it back about 4 or 5 years ago. But honestly, I mean, there were people here and there over there. The grandstand always looks half when it's not a big crowd. And at 11 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, a lot of people are today, certainly tomorrow, and that's the only 2 days for the harness racing. I think that just becomes the problem.
Yeah. Now, see, down in Delaware, that's the big draw for the Delaware County Fair. This is the harness racing.
Little Brown Jug.
Yep.
No, I don't know why that became such a big thing.
I don't know why it did either. I mean, the schools are closed, and the banks are closed. I mean, the businesses shut down at noon on the day of the Little Brown Jug. I mean, that's a big deal.
Big thing.
It's like a national. Yeah. It's like one of the national qualifiers.
Well, how did that happen? Because the Little Brown Jug is in people's lifetime. I mean, I don't think people realize. I think I started in the 50s. Not that old.
Right.
In the grand scheme of things.
Somehow they got it to the point where it was national qualifier or whatever. I don't know.
See, somebody over there probably had the doors unlocked. Hey, they're up in the morning. They knew what they were doing over up there. And somebody said, well, that's a fair. Now, it's interesting because we're in between two buildings, the Arts and Crafts Building and the Exhibition Hall. Now, we are in the Exhibition Hall. Now, the Arts and Crafts Building is open.
It's open, yeah.
Our building's still closed.
Now, I would be laugh if the door's actually unlocked and you can
They're probably open on the other side.
Well, they had all the doors open yesterday because...
Did you walk around?
Yeah, I was in the front earlier. It padlocks on the doors. They heard we were coming. I said, let's padlock this thing shut.
Quick. Scott Spears is coming.
That's right. Locked. Don't let him in. 50 minutes this morning. Hey, can you... Show's almost half over already.
Wow.
Isn't that something? Yeah. But you're off for the holiday.
I'm off for the holiday. And today would be a good day to come down here and check it out.
More people, the better. That's what I figure. Because we don't have the luxury of telephones here at the fair. So anybody who wants to stop by, we're glad to have fun and favorite fair food. Talk about things like this.
It's got to be the elephant ears.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Where are the sugar plums? That's all I want. Just, you know, they cost, you have to mortgage your house to get
them. Oh, yeah.
It's like 8 sugar waffles for $15 or something. But I haven't seen them. French waffles. They call them French waffles.
Belgian
waffles. Belgian? No, that's what was on Terry's shirt last week, was Belgian waffles.
Yeah. Straight from Brussels.
Straight from them. You know, that show on Wednesday kind of always deteriorates into food.
It does. It always does. Because we start out talking about something that's non-food, and it invariably, less than halfway into it, we'll end up talking about
it. Now, why do you think food is the center? Mike, you know, you're somebody who at some point in life liked to eat.
Yeah.
What do you, I was trying to say that diplomatically, and I was, as I was dancing through that, I thought, now how am I going to phrase this?
Well, I'll explain it.
Go ahead.
Everybody has to eat. So, it is the most common thing between people to talk about.
Oh, and I like to eat.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not make any mistake here. I can put it away.
But everybody has to eat something at some point. So everybody's going to have a favorite food, their go-to, their quick snack, their drink, their party, their fair food, their team food.
But why is it a common denominator of conversation? Like, we all wear clothes, but you're not going to find men sitting around talking about their clothes. Men get haircuts. We're not going to sit around talking about our haircuts.
Because men like to eat.
Yeah, but it's eating in the weather.
I think this is what it is. For most of the world, eating is a necessity, and it's, you know, you spend a lot of your doing what you have to do so you can get the food to eat. Here in America, because we've been so blessed, eating has become an event. It's not just something that we have to do because it's necessary, but we're able to make it an event. Get our favorite foods, and we have so many options. You know, we have all the options of all the different stuff, and it's become an event.
So, when you're here at the fair, if you're going for a hot meal, what do you want?
Probably a corn dog.
Really? Now, see, that's a nice cheap, fair-wise cheap. Corn dog at the fair is about $5, right?
Yeah.
Now, I what I'd like to know, if anybody knows this, and you can send it to me on Facebook Messenger or email it to me, here are the River Valley Boosters, because one of my favorite things always was in the Coliseum. The River Valley Music Boosters would set up in the Coliseum, and they would have hot dogs and cans of pop and fries, and or potato chips. I don't think they had fries. But that was always a cheap option, good food, and you helped out a nice cause.
They knew that the building wasn't unlocked until 10
o'clock. I said, we're not coming. If I want a hot dog at 8 o'clock in the morning, I get you just up the river. Now, the fair pretty much opens at o'clock. I would guess that a lot of these vendors will open at 10, but the rides don't open until noon. Rides on Kids Day, Wednesday, will open at 10. So you should make note of that. Now, what was the tenor of the conversation? I didn't hear the whole show last week of Wednesday's show.
We started out, and I think Nate was talking about where he had gone and what he had done over the weekend, and I gave an update. I gave an update on the tornado damage we had in Mount Juliet the week before, because it was really bad. We had an EF1 in Mount Juliet and took a ton of trees, ton of wires. That storm on a Monday night, and in the village, they didn't get the power back on until Wednesday and then Thursday. And where I live outside, 5 miles outside of Mount Juliet, I didn't have power until night.
Was that right?
Yeah.
It was a mess over there.
Yeah, really bad.
We had that storm come over Marysville. I actually on Facebook Live, and the storm clouds went above.
The interesting thing about that Monday night was we never had a tornado warning. There was never a warning yet. The sirens went off, and we heard the bad storm, but a lot of people, you know, realizing Tuesday morning, wow, it was a storm.
We had all warnings. We had a warning on every 60 seconds.
55 minutes past the hour. We're going to break at the top of the hour, 4.5 minutes, but we're coming back. We'll have to get here for another hour, broadcasting from Pittsburgh. No pretense for this show. Right next to the garbage can. Right. If you want to look, find the garbage can, you'll find us. There we are.
Honestly, you should keep it set up out here because it's nice. It's beautiful out
here. It's nice now. It's not going to be nice at noon. It's going to be hot.
You have a point.
Yeah, right now it's okay.
And you know, tomorrow it may be raining. Or Wednesday, maybe raining.
Well, so we are going live Wednesday from 4 to 6.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Now, if you have other plans for 4 o'clock...
I believe I can... See, here's the problem at this point, is that's the first day Glenn's supposed to come. But I was talking to Glenn yesterday, and I don't know if he's coming or not.
Now that was a good sight.
Yeah.
That was a
Mr. Wagner just drove by in his truck, so you know Wagner is here with his food.
Well, it must be close by, too.
Yeah, he's usually great.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be great. Maybe we can get some samples the next
hour. Well, he might be ready to go. But I don't know about Glenn. Glenn, we might be casting 8 to 10 and then turning it over to the studio at 10 o'clock on Wednesday. So I don't know if Thursday. It'll be Wednesday and Thursday. I think he doesn't want to miss his Dr. Feynman. Which we can't have that from the fair over here.
You can't.
You wouldn't want to miss that.
Right.
That's and I like Dr. Feynman. But do you listen to the Dr. Feynman show, Pastor?
No. Yes, I have listened to it a couple of times, but I'm not a regular listener of the Dr.
I listen because he gets very short with Glenn when it comes to the phone issue. Like sometimes Glenn will back up from the microphone and Dr. Feynman can't hear him. And Dr. Feynman kind of snaps at him. I don't know. It's
now, how did that go last week when he was on Adam Show for the first time in a long time? How did that go? I didn't have a chance to hear it.
I think it was good. As far as I know. They had a little falling out about 2 years ago, but I think they fell back in.
So they buried the hatchet and
so far
kissed and made up? And
well, I think there's a list I heard of things they can't talk about with each other. So that's where we are on that. So 5 minutes. And I told Glenn the other guy, I said, that's a little... That's an interesting three-way you've got going on there. You, Adam, and Dr. Fine. I mean, what a little show that is.
I wonder how long that list is.
Oh, my. You know, probably long.
3 pages.
The two of them used to get along just fine. And then there's a couple issues where really just hit the fan, you say.
I think when you talk politics with people who don't agree on the same thing, I don't know. I think there's bound to be issues.
You know, I'm not even sure politics were the issue with Donna. I think it was the pandemic.
I was going to say, I was willing to bet it was the pandemic.
Yeah, I think the pandemic is what blew them to smithereens. A couple of nasty fake Facebook exchanges kind of that one way. Now, Mike, you're a TikToker.
Yep.
Now, why? I mean, you know, like, the greatest thing that you can do to offend somebody nowadays is block them on TikTok or Facebook or something. But what world are we living in?
A world where everybody hides behind a screen. And
well, they do that.
Yeah. I've blocked many people on TikTok.
Now, what I mean, it's probably not all positive.
Well,
people who know you from the television show.
Yeah. I've had a lot of hate from the show, but mostly it's been, I'd say, about 80-20. Love hate.
Now, what's the love? With a minute, what's a love comment?
Hey, I saw your show. Doing great. You've inspired me to start my own journey. Just a lot of positive reinforcement from people. I get messages all over the world daily, just saying, "Hey, I saw your show." Some of the hate stuff is like, "Well, if you wouldn't eat, you wouldn't be as big as you are," and stuff like that.
Boy, that's clever, isn't
it? Yeah.
Well, that really.
I had to go to college to learn that.
Yeah, right? That's so exactly what you want to hear.
It's basically just people saying stupid stuff, and they try to make it funny, try to laugh, get a rise out of you.
Everybody's a comedian.
Yeah.
Here comes the break. We'll be back. Pastor Craig, Mike Guinness, the others.
You're listening to WWDH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Well, at the height of, you know, sealing things and everything, the height of one time, well, two times is a big story. This, we had been into teaching us how to know how to recognize somebody's stealing. So this woman came up, and she was walking funny, like this. And so I thought, well, something's wrong there. I think she's got something between her legs. But we had seen that before, you know, and teaching. And so I went up and bumped her, and sure enough, her turkey fell out.
You know, is there any particular reason, I'm glad it does, but that the sign still stands over there?
Oh, yeah, well, some truck hit it the other day, and it shook it up. It didn't come down, but I thought about taking a shotgun in there and blew it up.
Get in and see.
WWDH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Like us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey, hello everyone. This is Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. You can listen to our show, The Pastor Spot, every week at 9:15 in the morning on Fridays, and you can call in if you have any questions. Maybe you need something we need to pray about. But every week we have a great discussion. We look at the world through a biblical perspective, and we look forward to you listening to the show.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050.
Adam the Computer Guy is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, providing on-site and remote-based technical support, computer troubleshooting, and network setup for homes and businesses. Website pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com. Telephone number 740-531-2326. Also available, mobile notary services anywhere in Mid or Central Ohio.
We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. Marion's First Lady of Dance, Martha Dowse, is a legend, always loving and giving. For 25 years, Martha organized benefit dances, raising in excess of $90,000 for leukemia research in memory of Michael Rollins, an 8-year-old cancer victim from Marion. She has also served as secretary for Marion Midget Football for over 35 years.
This is Emmy Award winner Fibber Schwinkel. You might remember me from the hit TV series Picket Fences, or my highly acclaimed run in Fiddler on the Roof, where I also sang, "If I were a rich man, he would be the best of the best of the best of the best." And you're also listening to WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet, and here, my friends, is the number.
www.wwgh1071.com. This is Scott Spears looking down on the beautiful city of Marion from the WWGH News Chopper. If you would like to ever submit a news tip or an event to the WWGH News Department, email Scott at WWGH1071.com and watch out for the chopper. And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Lulu Roman from the hit TV series Hee Haw, and I want you to listen to now.